Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the post-Turkey Day edition of the Grilling Guys. We're fresh off that food coma. Hopefully your Black Friday's behind you, and you're settling in to a little bit of grilling and smoking in your backyard this weekend, and maybe working with some of those leftovers. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. And I'm going to start off the show by calling Jop out.
Uh-oh. What'd I do?
You just said Turkey Day.
I did.
It's a slight.
Why?
No, it's Thanksgiving, brother. We're so thankful for everything we have in this country.
That we are.
So I think it's bifurcated when you do that.
Do you take a pill for that?
Welcome to the show. It's like saying Merry Xmas.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do that.
Right.
It's sacred, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. It's talking about America, right?
Right. We're America. That's right.
So this show is all about cold weather grilling, and it's timed perfectly because we finally got some cold weather.
Yeah, damn if we didn't. I think I got up on Tuesday morning, and it was like 18 degrees on my deck, and I was like, woo, that's a cold one. And the sidebar story here, but my garage has mice in it, right? And I did one of those little five-gallon bucket things with the stick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got 11 on that night, man. Mother
wow.
Nature was driving them inside,
wow.
And they all fell for the peanut butter.
Put peanut butter
yeah,
on?
Literally
they
and figuratively.
They love that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got your own mouse story now, because
yeah.
I have the RV with the concrete floor.
Sure.
And now you've got the trailer, or the
garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the bucket was just the bottom of the bucket. They must not like that cold water when it hits, you know, because sometimes you'll get up in the morning and there's still one or two of them swimming around in there. But these but these guys, they were all sunk. So, I was really surprised.
Well, you
man.
Got more meat for the grill now.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah. I might have done that.
So we're going to talk all about getting ready and preparing yourself for cold weather grilling. Maybe some tips and techniques. We'll see how this wandering wagon goes down the trail, if we can actually hit the target and hit pay dirt. But
yeah.
I think we've also, in the next segment, we're going to talk with Scott at Allen Bob's, because we've got a great event coming up, and we're going to be at Allen Bob's for our annual ice fishing event, and that's always a ton of fun, grilling back there, and it's a little private party. Everybody's invited, so it's not that private, but we'll let Scott talk about that one. But I've just got a phone call that my deer is ready, so I have to go to Pinckney Hill Meats,
uh-huh.
which is between Saranac and Ionia, Michigan, and it's the Hess family. This slaughterhouse has been there for generations, and they're just a nice bunch of people to do business with. When I cook for the Kent County Fair, I cooked for like 400 people or whatever this last fall. They donated all the chicken. She brought me, you know, cases and cases of chicken. It's just that kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
They're like Sobeys, you know. They just always doing something. So I didn't have time to process my deer, and because I like doing it in the garage. But when I came home, I was so whipped, I just took it over to Pinckney
Hill.
Well,
no, you weren't whipped. You had a date with a bar stool at that new brewery in your hometown.
Oh, New Union, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. where you were.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true, but anyway.
Come on. So
I'm going to go pick up
the BS-er.
I'm going to go pick up some venison. And going to have a great time doing that. And last Wednesday, I guess it was, I got to do a barbecue for my godfather, who's John Spoolstra from Spoolstra mm-hmm. Pools.
Right.
And he turned 80. You'd never know it. The guy could work circles around either one of us. But he's just a great man. So I was honored to be able to bring him some barbecue and feed about 80, 90 people. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is a good time.
Yeah.
I did one of those, too, for half of that. I did a guy's 40th birthday party last weekend. And a couple things. I digress on that a little bit, in that is they said they were going to have 60 people. Well, the party started at 6 p.m., and I was supposed to be there from 6 to 8 feeding people, right? Well, I think that – and there was – the 60 included kids, which I didn't – which was fine, but I didn't know it. So I went and cooked 4 pork butts for 60 people. We usually think about 15 per person. 15 – a butt will feed 15 people, rather. And so – but I cooked an extra one just because I never want to run out, right?
Right.
I went through 2. Yeah. I had 3 left.
Ain't that the way it always goes?
Right. And I don't know if half of them ate before they got there or what was going on.
You can probably pretty safely count on 20 people in reality.
Yeah.
To budget properly, 15 safe, but it's overkill.
Right. And so then what do you do? What do you do with leftover
you give them
pork
away.
Butt? Right.
Yeah,
I left them there. Yeah. And but I did bring 2 of them home because they were still in the cooler.
Oh,
they
so you didn't pulled. Leave them there.
I left the ones I'd pulled, but I didn't leave the ones that I didn't pull.
So you're a butt hoarder.
Well, I've been called worse. Yeah. But anyway, so what do you do with it? So I'm thinking about it, and this was Saturday. So Sunday, you know what I did? Is I made some pulled pork hash, and it turned out better than
I expected
to.
Oh, you even took a nice picture of it there.
Yeah, I did.
It's pretty good.
But just with diced onion, red pepper, and some garlic, put that in a pan, you know, got it hot, and then put about 2.5-3 cups, just a big handful of that pulled pork in there, and a whole bag of hash browns. And I got that all cooked down till it was crispy. Oh, man, threw a couple eggs in the pan beside it and just put those sunny-side-up eggs on top of that hash.
You like sunny-side-up?
I do.
Yeah, I can't do those.
No?
No. What I noticed when I was at deer camp, what we liked about doing our breakfast in the Dutch oven was they were sunny-side-up looking, but the yolk was cooked and there was no white slime on the top.
Yeah.
I can't do the
I don't like the white slime.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I always flip a – so maybe they're not sunny-side-up because I flipped the egg once.
So it's over easy.
Yeah, over easy maybe is better. But the point was is just that simple. With a bag of hash browns, some diced onion, I had a little bell pepper – red and green in there, put some garlic on top of it, cook that thing down. Fabulous, man. What an easy way to use up some of that pulled pork. I had the meat and the potatoes and the eggs all on one
day. Noticed that pulled pork is now in everything. I'm seeing pulled pork tacos. You name it.
Right.
Quesadillas. People are using pulled
pork.
Well,
it's a value meat. You're going to get it. You know, if you buy it in bulk, you're getting it for $1.09 a pound. If you get one pork butt, it might cost you $1.39, $1.49. But that's a real value meat. And if you got time to cook it slow,
sure.
If you don't have a big smoker, shame on you. But if you don't have a big smoker, it'll even work in a crock pot if you leave it in there long enough. You know,
Brian, can you just edit that part out and just pretend like he didn't say that? He said crock pot on the Grilling Guys. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, the ever-expanding massive network of foodies. We can be found on thegrillingguys.com. You can find us on Facebook /thegrillingguys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. Are you getting the theme here? It's Grilling Guys.
That's right.
So
we're on
iHeart.
Yeah. You get on iHeartRadio. You can find us on this station, ESPN 961.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Right.
And a lot of people stream us. And I got the stats. We're getting troops overseas, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, all over the place streaming the show. But you can also download the podcast. If you go to the website and you look for that set of earmuffs and the little podcast icon on the top right side of our website, you can have this sent to your phone so that you can take us everywhere.
It's a little scary, but we're not bad riders. But might have to stop and
we're not
get us a beer every
once
in a while.
We're not good drivers, but
right. Hey, coming up next, we're going to be talking with Scott from Allen Bob Sports. They're going to do a little hard water fishing clinic, and Scott's going to help run that, and Barbecue Bob and I are going to be down there pitching in. So stick with us. We'll be back.
fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. That's some good bumper music, Brian.
Does feel like the first time, doesn't it?
Yeah. Being produced today by the one and only Brian Fongers, the man behind the magic. So thanks, Brian. That's awesome, brother. So, Bob, we're going to be talking with our friend Scott from Al and Bob Sports on Division south of 28th Street. But before we get to him, this is a little bit about cold weather grilling. And when we get down there, it's usually cold weather grilling that we're doing for these guys. And we're going to touch on that a little bit later in the show. But the one thing is the wind is the one that always just knocks the snot out of your heat. And I had that problem over Thanksgiving rather than Turkey Day, where I tried to smoke. Well, I did smoke the turkey, but I was out in the wind. And, man, it took like an extra 3 hours for me to get that thing done. So we're going to be covering that in a little bit, but it just made me think of it that when we're down there, we're always out behind the building doing a little windy grilling.
Well, that is a bit of a Venturi effect in that alley, because you got all those buildings and the big fences, and you're right.
Yeah.
If it's a north wind, man, it just comes creeping down on us.
Yeah.
So right now we're going to talk with Scott, our brother from another mother, down at Al and Bob Sports. What's going on, buddy?
How big a pipe does it take to smoke a turkey?
You know what? It all depends how big your bird is.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Our turkeys are into edibles anyway, so
it's no.
not even the deal anymore. They're Colorado raised birds. So, December 1st, man. Tell us what's going on.
Well, December 1st here at Al and Bob's is like the opening. That's like the opening day of ice fishing season, if there is such a thing. You know, everybody's got an opening day. Well, ice fishing's got to have an opening day. Well, this year it just happens to fall on December 1st, and we've got a big ice fishing seminar going on that same night.
And we do this every year. It's so much fun. Tell everybody how this is going to unfold and who can come.
Well, anybody can come, and it's free of charge. We have the Grilling Guys. They're like our special guests. And if you don't, not the Grilling Guys, you're the Grilling Guys, the Michigan Ice Guys.
No, we're not.
Wait a minute. I was feeling special for a minute
there. We're just to help. See that? What's up with that? I'm calling my lawyer.
We're relegated out back. Most of the time they put us in
the
dark.
Michigan Ice Guys here.
Yeah.
And, you know, the world championship fishermen, the guys that go over to the Ukraine and catch all those fish and win medals and everything.
Right, right.
And they do a seminar for us, and they're really good local fishermen. So there's a lot of good tips for the guys around here for the area lakes. And then we have our special guests, the Grilling Guys.
Yeah, okay. Now it's getting deep.
Nice recovery. Yeah. Nice recovery.
Yeah, I know. I had to do something.
That's why you keep us in the back in the alley.
We have some food. We're gonna have a little venison, some walleye, you name it. All free of charge. We're gonna have some drinks, and we're just gonna have some camaraderie. And you know, we're gonna get this ice fishing season underway.
Okay, I'll tell you from my perspective, and again, Jop and I spend most of our time outside working on the grills and smokers and deep fryers.
Yes, I know you do, and you guys do a fantastic job.
That's because we love you guys so much. You've been with us from the start, and it's you're just like our kind of store to shop at, right?
Right.
But the cool thing from our view is watching the size of the crowd every year get bigger and bigger and bigger. Last year, I mean, I remember I couldn't run that food in fast enough. They were stacked up back there.
We've gone from a sit down crowd to basically a standing room only crowd. I mean, it's just amazing. And you know, every year, and the guys don't seem to care. Every year, the guys get more and more information out of it. And you know, hopefully they get some tips from the Michigan Ice guys. And plus, we'll have Jack Horning here from K&E Tackle. He's the rep for K&E Tackle, and we're gonna have a bunch of new ice gear here in the store, and we're gonna have some giveaways from K&E. So, yeah, he usually does our emceeing for us.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, and we're talking right now with Scott from Allen Bob's and Jop.
Well, I was going to mention that on the K&E thing, they're very generous, and they give you some great specials while you're there. You know, if you're into ice fishing, and I am, you use those little tungsten jigs, right? Because yep. You can get them really small, and they're heavy, and they work really well. Well, on that particular night, it's like buy one or buy two, get one free, or he has some sort of a deal every time, and you can come away, and he brings literally hundreds and hundreds of these things with the purpose of giving the guys that are there a great deal.
So ice fishing jigs are smaller than regular, is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, they come in different sizes. If you ice fish, you know that they come in a series of different weights. But with ice fishing, the smaller the hook, the more apt you are to get a bite. Is that right, Scott?
Yes, yes. And I have to wear three pairs of glasses to get the line through the eye of the hook.
That's exactly right. That's because
you're generally just putting a wax worm on. Is that the case?
Or any number of other grub baits that are out there, even artificial. Our friends down at Schmoe's Brewery, Chaz, who is on the U.S. ice fishing team, and he'll be there as one of the speakers that night. Chaz uses pretty much artificial bait the whole time. Yep. When they're in their competitions, they use a lot of
plastic, and I'm pretty stocked up here at the store. I just want to throw this out too. After this Thursday night or next Thursday night, December 1st, December 8th, and December 15th, we're offering two more ice fishing workshops. Now they're going to be from 6 to 8, each of them on a Thursday night. But these are going to be techniques. I mean, this is going to get a little bit more in depth. On the 15th, he's going to go into the electronics and why the fish are where they are and what they're doing and what to look for. On the 8th, he's going to go into what kind of gear you need, you know, to make yourself a successful ice fisherman. You don't need a ton of it, but he's going to go into the most important part of it.
And you'll be right where you can buy it.
This is going to be done by one of the guys that works here at the store, Doug Shank. He's very well known. I mean, he's been on the USA National Ice Fishing Championship team. He's fished like 7 states around the Midwest, you know, in his life, and he's been a product rep for a lot of the ice fishing companies for most of his adult life. So
is he there every year?
He's very well versed in ice fishing.
Is he there every year?
No, he works for me.
Oh, okay.
But he's offered to put these ice fishing workshops together to help guys.
Very cool, Scott.
Yep.
That's awesome. Hey, I want to take a little bit different.
And they're also free. They're also free, and there's going to be free giveaways from K&E. Those nights too. So I just talked to Jack this morning, and he's working up a bunch of neat stuff for these ice seminars for us. So
how's your big buck contest going?
The ice fishing season blasted off with a bang.
How's your big buck contest going?
Oh my gosh, Merle and I were sitting here looking at the pictures. These I haven't seen the entries since Saturday when I was online. The bucks that they're posting online are just absolutely amazing. It's been a record year for us as far as size of deer. I don't think I've ever seen the pictures this good and the bucks this big.
So here,
making it quite hard.
So here's the cool thing, Jop, and you and I know this, a lot of people know it, but with all the big box stores and the consolidations of, you know, I'm buying this big guy, that guy, and these giant stores, you'd think that the independent store like Allen Bob's would have a really tough time. It's just the opposite. These guys are all driving everyone to the specialists, and you just have such a great place to shop that I'm so impressed with the job you guys do. Scott DeVries, assistant manager, Allen Bob's, we're going to see you on December 1st. We're going to bring our A game, and it's always great to have you on the Grilling Guys.
You guys always bring your A game, buddy. You know, we love having you. I love seeing you when you come in the store. You don't even have to come here and work. You just come in and visit. I mean, that's what we're here for.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.
You have a great week.
Okay. That's Scott DeVries. When you want to talk fishing at Allen Bob's, that's the guy you want to track down. He's good.
Coming up next, we're going to tell you how to stay warm on your cold deck. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grilling Guys? Go to thegrillingguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillingguys.com. Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Boy, Scott was all fired up about that ice fishing seminar on the 1st of December,
the guy's
man.
Passionate about fishing.
Right.
And he brings, I'm telling you, all that fish that we do up there.
The walleye,
he caught it. He catches tons of fish. And his wife and son, they're just huge fishermen. And they just go to different lakes all over. And I think he does a lot of it on Gun Lake, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you know, the thing is about Allen Bob's is that you're talking to guys that actually do
That's the deal.
What they're selling.
That's
down
the deal.
There. And that makes all the difference in the world, because
even the kids, even those 20-year-old guys, I mean, they're just so deep in product knowledge.
Right. Yep. So. And they do a great job of training their people, great selection. So just fun to go in there.
Yeah. Man. So, you know, this time of year, I mean, it got cold quick. And if you weren't ready, if you didn't have your due diligence done, so right. to speak, on your deck, you still got a little bit of time because it's still halfway decent. But the really nasty stuff is coming, and it's a great time to get some things set up and get your grill and your grilling area in shape for the cold weather. And if you do your prep right, and you're a good prep guy, your experience at the grill will be much less painful and more successful. And that's really the key to the whole thing is, you know, even as little things like making sure, number one, that you have a cleared path. So as you're walking with that big platter of cooked food, it doesn't end up in the snow because
right.
it's a tricky walk back depending on where your grill's
yeah,
set.
And if there's slippery spots or whatever. But I want to start with the wind.
Mm-hmm.
I referenced that in the first segment, but I did the turkey on the smoker this year, and the problem was the wind. And I ended up putting up my pop-up, my little 10x10 pop-up, and put two – I have one side, but I wrapped it around the corner and then drew the –
With like a tarp?
Yeah, right. It's a side for the 10x10
oh.
that came with it. But as opposed to putting it all on one side, I wrapped it around one corner and drew the smoker, you know, put that corner into the wind – so to speak, and then drew the smoker right in as close as I thought I could.
Why didn't you just do it in your garage?
Right. Because that's not safe. That's the first reason. Now,
it's
have I done it in a garage before?
Yeah.
Yes, right?
I remember seeing pictures.
Right. But it was on the edge of the garage, you know? I mean, but
as he says
outside.
To the fire chief.
Right, yeah. Your Honor. Yeah, but really. But anyway, I tucked it back in the corner, and it helped, but it still was a much longer cook because
yeah.
it draws the heat.
Well, just like the weatherman will tell you, that wind chill factor has the same impact on your smoker or grill that it has on your body when you're getting ready to go outside, and they're talking about a wind chill of this. Well, it's doing that same thing to the number of BTU that you're putting into your grill or smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And your typical grill is, I'm going to say, 18,000 to 25,000 BTU. Well, in the winter, that's going to work like an 11,000 to 15,000 BTU because you're missing about 60 degrees of help there. You're fighting. So if you're using like a grill, and I think the average guy's got a grill.
Right. Usually a gas grill.
Yep. It's going to be single wall chamber, and it's going to be moderately powered. So there are various things you can do to get yourself set up, but I would consider something like Jop did where you have some sort of permanent block on your deck, even if it's something as simple as screwing a couple of pieces of conduit or something like that up and just bungee cording a small tarp to an area just to provide a corner block for it.
Windbreak, right?
And your wife might have a fit because it might make your deck look a little goofy. But
she's not out there in the winter anyway.
No, not really. And, you know, there are some better-looking tarps. You can get some nice, thick black tarps that won't look so bad, look a little bit more like a wall. But the key is to get yourself blocked off because that wind is a killer.
Really draws the heat out of there.
The other thing is snow. A lot of times you'll go outside, and now mine's covered now, but if your deck is not covered and if your grill's not covered, you're going to have a lot of snow on it. And so one of the things you'll want to do all the time is keep getting that snow off of it because sooner or later you'll build up a bunch of ice on the thing, and that's just going to be a pain in the butt. You'll end up banging up your lid to get it off. So before you fire that grill up, if there's snow on top, get rid of it because you're just going to create water and you rob yourself of 20 minutes worth of defrost.
Now would be a good time to talk about investing in a cover. For your grill.
Absolutely.
Because
$30.
Right, exactly. And it's money well spent. It does two things. Avoids all that snow on the grill, but it also protects the grill from there are parts in most grills that corrode.
Yep.
And the corrosion is caused
by
water.
Great point.
And if you can keep some of that off there, the lifespan of your grill will double or triple if you put a cover on it after you use it every time. And I've got an old Broilmaster that I know I bought in 2003, and I've replaced the guts on it twice since 2003. But the shell of it, granted it's aluminum, but it looks like new as it could after being 13 years old because it's been covered every day. And when I get done with it, you let it cool, and then you put the cover back on. It's not that it's never been out in the rain, but I'm going to tell you, 95% of the lifespan of that grill, there's been a cover on it. Mm-hmm. And it looks good when you pull it out of there. So and that's a great stocking stuffer if we're talking about the holidays, right? You just come off Black Friday yesterday. That's a great gift for the guy who's got everything as a cover for his grill. We'll get into gifts later in the month, but just an idea.
Yeah.
But it helps with cold weather grilling.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys and The Grilling Guys Talk Network. Check out our website. It's thegrillingguys.com. And check us out on Facebook and, of course, Twitter. It's Grilling Guy at Twitter. You know, I think even though it gets a little cold outside, standing out by the grill like I did last night, I grilled up a bunch of chicken last night. Simple stuff. Most of the time, even though we're grilling guys and we're supposed to be, you know, these aficionados or whatever, most of the time the stuff I grill is pretty average stuff. I do a lot of just maintenance stuff on the grill because we do most of our meals on the grill now. It's just,
well, and you feed a team. It's not like it's just you and Maureen. There's always people around. You're feeding maybe on the small side four people up to 25 or 30. I mean, people roll into your place and you're eating.
I took some skinless, boneless chicken breasts that my wife got on sale. And we've got, you know, the kids all home right now. And Emily and Matt and the babies, our little granddaughters are
home. Those are like magnets.
I just put some beautiful pictures up of the twin girls, Olive and Charlotte. They're 5 months old. So we got all these people coming over. So we got to get bulk food. Again, we eat a lot of simple stuff. You know, I'm not a multimillionaire or anything. I can't just be feeding steak and filet mignon and, you know, brisket to everybody that comes all the time. It really cuts into the budget, especially when those two big brutes come home. The boys, I mean, they're like hay balers, and you got to throw bulk at them. You want to get rid of old food?
Yeah.
You know? So she brings home some skinless, boneless chicken breasts because they were cheap. So I'm thinking, man, these things are a bit of a trick. You know, I don't want them to be bad, and it's really cold outside.
So what makes them bad? They dry out, right?
Yeah, like crazy.
Well, you got the tech, though.
I know, but it's still a challenge as if you're not going to stand out there and babysit them. So I just rubbed them down with some Tuscan EVO from Old World, and I put a nice little blend of, like, cracked pepper. I did some coriander and sea salt and orange peel. And I threw them on the grill.
Orange peel in a powdered form, or did you actually?
Yeah, it's dehydrated. Yeah,
right,
it's
dehydrated. Exactly.
And a McCormick's or somebody like that. And so I grilled them up, and then as I'm finishing them off, I'm drizzling a little bit more of that Tuscan EVO on the top side. And then I had some finely shredded Parmesan, and I just dusted them all with Parmesan. I shut the grill off, and I let them coast. And talk about a beautiful – I'll post this picture – talk about a beautiful-looking little piece of meat for a cheap piece of meat. They tasted fantastic, and that's just a little aside. It's not necessarily cold weather, but that was something I did in the cold weather, and it's a good, cheap meal that people can afford.
We're also going to come up in the next segment and talk about three or four other things that are great cold-weather cooks. You're not going to want to miss this. Stick with us. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Beer City USA.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard. I exercise and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out ArcticSpas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Ryan, bring us back with a little Uncle Ted White Buffalo. Gotta love Ted, man. He was on the show about a month, month and a half ago. Actually, around the 1st of October, wasn't it, when we did the deer opener?
Yeah.
He was talking to us about that. And, boy, he's always just a treat to have on the show.
Well,
and
it's deer season, so why wouldn't you have Uncle Ted on? And with the election and everything, he was so strong with the NRA. And, you know, thankfully, NRA and the Second Amendment is protected now. But I put a post on with a bunch of those clips Mr. Fonger pulled out of there for us. So you can go to the Grilling Guys and look for the post that's got a picture of Uncle Ted on there, and you can re-listen to those. But I've got a couple gigs coming up that are pretty cool. One of them is I have to go out to Sacramento and do that food show again. So I'll be headed out there like mid-January. And I'll be cooking for, I think it's, I can't remember. It's one of the big chains doing a demo at a big show out there for a couple days. And I'm looking forward to that. The Boys in California, and what makes me think of it is I put tri-tip on the show plan here. The Boys in California are probably the biggest tri-tip fans you would ever see. That state is full of barbecue freaks. Except they're more, they have a different, they're not Kansas City style guys necessarily. I'm not going to say there's any big brisket guys. They have their own thing. And you know that Fat Daddies who gave us all the spices for GI Barbecue, he sells a lot of spices into California. And he has one called a Santa Fe, and I gave you one. It's the little white one. And it's to me, that's a California blend of spices, and that's what he said he built it for. It's they just have a little different take on it, naturally, you know, regionality and all that, just like the Carolinas. But California and tri-tips, that the cows are not safe out there. I'm just gonna say,
especially those shoulder cuts. Yeah, exactly.
But the tri-tip's a great cold weather piece to do.
Why is that?
Because it's slow. You know, you're going to, and if you're grilling it, I'm talking about grilling because the average guy doesn't have a smoker, right?
Right.
So let's talk about grilling. And the tri-tip's something, I love Tommy and Johnny Brand's sizzlers because they make them out of tri-tip. Some people use ball tip. Well, ball tip's not nearly as good a piece as a tri-tip because it's just a cool piece of meat to grill. It's an odd shape. So it's like, you know, it looks like a B-2 bomber if you look at the thing. It's like a big flying wedge. It's a weird piece to put on the grill. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, for your best success, that long point on the end of it, when that part gets done, just lop it off and let the rest of it finish cooking.
Right.
And that's the chef's tip. Then the chef gets to eat that while the rest is cooking.
Yeah.
Because that'll be overdone if you wait for that piece to be done.
Yeah, it's about the size of a tennis ball on one end. It almost comes down to a point on the other. And the whole thing is maybe like 12, 14 inches long.
It's like a giant broadhead.
Right. And you're going to get 2.5 pounds. Out of one of these things is what they come
right.
And your butcher, the better butcher shops all have them, and once in a while you'll find them in the grocery stores and things of that nature. There's not that much of it on each animal, so it's kind of a specialty cut, but it's worth it. Very, very, very flavorful.
When I was in Minnesota, and tri-tips vary greatly, but when I was in Minnesota, I went to this store because I was doing an event out there a month or so ago, and I bought a bunch of meat, and the guy, the butcher, we got to talking about the show and everything. He's a really good guy, and he says, "Hey, I got a bunch of tri-tip. You want some tri-tip?" And I go, "I don't know. You know, I've already got my basket full of meat." And he's going, "Well, I'm going to give you a deal. I'll give it to you for $6.99 a pound." And I go, "Yeah, let's see it." And he brings out a Cryovac, like 20-pound sack of it. And he goes, "How much you want?" And I go, "Well, how much for the whole thing?" He goes, "You want the whole thing? I'll let you have it for $5.99 a pound." I'm telling you, these were probably the nicest tri-tips I ever had. They were they had so much marbled fat in them. And that's the cool thing about that cut of meat. It doesn't have a fat ring around it like a T-bone or it doesn't have grizzle, doesn't have any of that stuff. It's all pure meat with this weird marbled fiber in it that if you cook it right.
Slow.
Yeah, if you cook it right, it'll hydrate that meat just perfectly. But you said it, slow.
Yeah. So you're going to do that at a lower temperature, which is conducive to cooking in the cold, right? Because your grill's not going to get as hot anyway.
You might not have a choice.
Right, yeah. So, you know, you want to just put something on there that is the grill can still do its work. But if it takes a little bit longer, it's not going to dry out, and it's going to be you're still going to get a great product. The next piece is a ground meat piece, but something that I think a lot of people overlook on the grill, and that is meatloaf, is that you can put it in a pan, you can wrap it in foil, you can do anything, but just a big loaf of ground meat. Now, you always doctor yours up with vegetables and
seasoning. I'll let my wife do it. Yeah, Maureen makes the killer. I just smoke it, but I use a pizza stone, and then all that grease, and I do it on my Kamado, and then all that grease just runs off of it. So you've got a really beautiful, non-greasy piece of meat, because if you're using 80% lean burger,
right,
and we usually get the certified Angus beef or something like that, if you're using CAB, there's not a ton of fat. It's 85, but right, that 15%, a bunch of that is going to turn into grease. If you're in a pan, it sits there and
kind
cooks
of swims
in the grease.
It,
yeah.
It? Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then the neat thing about doing it on the grill or a smoker is if you put, like, she puts a sauce on it or ketchup or something mm-hmm. like that, then all that smoke collects on that and it turns it into like a real cool smoky barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
And I'll very often use a barbecue sauce on it. My mother used to put ketchup on it.
Now, do you do it at the beginning or do you finish it with that sauce?
Just right at the beginning.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, which is different because
most
of the time we're recommending that you sauce at the end of the cook.
Yeah.
But in a meatloaf case, you want that right on there, almost like a cap on it, because it'll cook down and it'll get a little bit tacky.
And again, you know, we're talking about things that everybody can afford.
Right.
Who can't afford to make a meatloaf?
Right.
It's so stupid cheap. Another nice piece in the slow, cold weather is a loin.
Beef or pork?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Either one of them.
But pork is affordable.
Right, yeah. Yeah, those little pork loins that are about the big round as a tennis ball and maybe a foot long, those are a tenderloin. And then the pork loin is the one that's maybe as big as a softball and maybe a foot and a half long.
Well, they're actually like 3 feet long, but you're buying about a foot and a half long piece when you get them in the store.
Right, yep, exactly. But the littler ones, those are kind of cool because you can buy them just raw, but you also, some of them come packaged with a marinade already on them. And I'm not a big fan of pre-marinated meat.
Those
usually
are an exception, though.
But those are exceptions. Yeah. That's exactly
that
right.
That lemon pepper version, the terry version.
Yeah, yep. And if you're really into the barbecue, a little bit of the mesquite and on there. But I like the lemon pepper. Is it? And they're a little pricey, but they're pure meat. You don't lose anything when you get one of those, and they cook up nice. You can slice them in medallions.
But the cheap deal is just a pork loin.
Right.
and
the big one.
Yeah.
Right.
You put your rub on that thing, put your fat side up, and protect it with some bacon. You could even put the fat side down if you're putting bacon on it, because then you're reducing more of the fat. But wrapping it in bacon and putting it on the grill and letting it go a long, long time, bring it up to 145 in the center, nail it, pull it off, cover it in foil, and park it for at least a half an hour.
Right.
And I'm telling you, that's going to be a gorgeous piece when you're done with
and
it.
And a couple things happen there. It draws the juices back in when you park it, but it also, that bacon's going to, as it cools, it's going to dry down a little bit, and you're going to get it's going to tighten it up, and it's going to infuse that bacon flavor right on the surface. Man, that is a very good piece. Did we lose you, Brian? You over there, brother? Okay, I didn't know what was going on, but anyway.
A little inside radio
yeah,
here.
Right, yeah. But
you okay, little buddy?
Yeah, that pork loin, again, sliced. And the cool part about that is only slice off what you're going to eat and keep the chunk.
Absolutely.
Keep the chunk whole for the next meal or the leftovers.
Absolutely.
Because it'll stay
moist
that
way. It's like briskets the same way.
Right.
Don't go slicing the whole thing up because you will ruin it.
Right. You'll ruin the leftovers is what it is. If you're going to eat it, eat it. But, you know, if not, then do it that way. But anyway, coming up next, I bet you all had a little leftover from Thanksgiving, and we're going to talk about what you can do with a little leftover yard bird.
It's Dutch oven time.
Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. And today's Man Law is, there's no reason for a man to ever watch ice skating. Skates are for hockey.
That's a man law right there now.
Red Wings.
Yep, absolutely. Go Wings. Because, you know, the West Michigan, the Griffins are doing pretty good, too.
They
always swap people up and back.
Oh, the Griffins are a perennial.
Brian, you actually call hockey, don't you?
Yeah, I did a little bit in my day.
Yeah, exactly.
In your day. Father time over here. Yeah. What are you, like 12?
We all grow old really quickly.
Right, yeah. So that gig's over, huh?
Yeah, for the time being.
Yeah.
Who knows? Down the road, maybe I'll get back into some hockey.
Sure, but...
He's available if you're listening out there.
Yeah, a little play-by-play.
And he's a good-looking guy, ladies, if you're looking for a young stud. He's available.
Guy that can talk hockey.
turkey leftovers. This is just a you-know-what show here, isn't it? What I really like to do with turkey leftovers is white chili. And this is, again, it must be the bargain week, but this is when I was a young dad, one of the things we could, when we were both working, I'd fly home. I could have white chili done in 20 minutes. I timed it. And from the time I got home to the time it was going in the bowls, five hungry kids, 20 minutes. And it can be just as fast with leftover turkey because you don't have to brown your ground turkey.
Right.
You just chop it up. But it's real simple. You get those great northern beans in the jar, unless you're a purist and you need to soak your beans. Sorry about that. You dump that in. You dump in a jar of salsa, of whatever your favorite brand
mild,
is.
Mild, medium, hot, whatever, however you like it.
And then I fill that jar up again with water, which most recipes don't call for. And then you get a block of Monterey Jack, and you shred it. And
or you can get a bag of it pre-shredded.
You can. You'll pay a little more, and it's not as fresh. But so you dump all those together. You don't put the cheese in until the very end. But you just get all that simmering a little bit. Generally, when I'm getting my meat ready, I saute up some onions and green peppers with it and put some good EVO in there. and a little crushed garlic. And by the time you dump your beans in and your salsa, you've got a really nice soup already. And right before you serve it, you just stir in about a pound of shredded whatever cheese is in the box in the fridge, basically.
Right. Yep.
And I'm telling you, that is a simple, simple way to do it. And I'm sure everybody makes it, but that's a wonderful way to get rid of turkey because, let's face it, come 3-4 days after Thanksgiving, and if your wife brings out leftovers again, you know, it's going to be bad.
You know, what I like is turkey tacos, and I like them with a corn shell, and I put a little EVO on that shell and put it on a griddle and get it, and it'll just start to bubble a little bit, and you know it's when it puts just a little bit of crisp on it. Mm-hmm. You can still bend them. They're pliable enough, but they're a little bit crispy.
And just
with
throw the turkey on while it's on there?
Yeah, exactly, and a little cheese, and get that warm, then take it off and put your shredded tomatoes and your lettuce and your salsa or whatever it is you like on there. But, man, is that cool with the corn. I just think that combination of the corn, my mouth's water talking about it.
Mine is too. I love corn shells.
Right.
It just ain't right with the flour shell.
Right.
I'm with you there, brother.
Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Come on down to Al and Bob's and visit with us on December 1st from 5 to 9. They're on Division south of 28th Street in Grand Rapids. We're going to be at an ice fishing seminar. If you love hard water, you got to come see us because we'll have some treats to share with you.
Yeah, come on down and talk turkey.